Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Beasley switching in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Okay, we're off and running here tonight. A lot to jam into this show, and this is going to be a good one. Champions League today with Manchester City and Liverpool getting results ahead of their match on Sunday, by the way, with City holding a 3-point lead in the Premier League. So talk about a precursor to incredible Premier League action on Sunday. Welcome into Soccer Matters, your soccer station in Houston, ESPN 97.5, where we go in-depth on the sport like no other. Cutting-edge interviews, opinions, and more. Plus, when you got producer Andrew Carlson, a lover of the beautiful game, behind the glass, for full disclosure, he is an Arsenal fan, you got something. All right, we're streaming at ESPN975.com. The number to call in tonight, 713-780-3776. I'm going to give you a rundown here of our guests on the program tonight and some of the topics. First, though, I want to go back to the opening monologue of the last show that we had. I talked to you about an amazing young man named Freddie Reyes who passed away, his fourth time battling cancer, the impact that he had on a number of people, including myself, adults, kids, visiting kids in a hospital. Today, Freddie was laid to rest. It was very celebratory, yet it was incredibly impactful. We did get a couple of great phone calls after I had spoken a little bit about Freddie and the influence that he had on people and the fact that he had, in his short 28 years on the planet, 11 of them battling cancer, he had lived maybe a bigger life with impact than maybe some lived with many, many more years on the planet. Freddie Reyes today, again, I'm going to dedicate this show to him. Are we ready with that, Andrew? Yeah. So after we got done with the monologue and I read the beautiful words of Eileen Dowd, who I went to the celebration today / funeral, Bogdan, a caller, came in, and this is what he had to say. This really hit home with a lot of people, and a lot of people have actually commented to me about, hey, what about that caller who called in? He made real sense. Here's what it said.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Glenn. Somber mood, but beautiful words you said. I've never met Freddie. I've seen a lot of pictures of him and the work he's done off the pitch, as we like to call it. I guess his pitch was the hospital. It seems like he was such a pro. Going delivering soccer balls to the kids and, his brethren in a way, right? And you're right. I think you touched on that. It's the pain is gone now, but I couldn't think. The one thing that really stuck to me is just how just ridiculous we are sometimes in our society. We worry about Will Smith and Slap and, Deshaun Watson. And, we idolize these guys who just really are just, I'm sorry, they're just clowns to us. But it's just very sad that we make heroes out of those folks. When we have heroes right in front of us, right next door to us, sometimes right behind us, we don't pay attention. And, very nice of you to dedicate the show and really to mention him and immortalize him in many ways. And, kudos to you for doing what you do for kids' cancer. And I know sometimes people just like to tag along and do things and not too many kind of push through. But I think this is a time for us to maybe look inwards, and I think you put things in perspective right now to see what really matters, right? Guys like Freddie are who we need to pay our respects to on a regular basis, honestly, and to help out. And I think they teach us a valuable lesson. I think we all take whatever we want out of it. But beautifully said, sir.
Okay, so that was Bogdan Passat, and based on the attendance today for Freddie Reyes being laid to rest, what a reach he had. Okay, we will get to soccer now because Freddie loved the game of soccer as well. So Manchester City today 1-0 over Atletico Madrid in the first leg. This at home for Manchester City. First of all, let's just say this. Diego Simeone, not that I like deep defending teams, they played with two lines of five. They were absolutely perfect in pressure, covering each other, not conceding big gaps of space. I mean, this was a really, really huge tactical locking of horns. This was something else. And, you know, the longer this game goes on, you're going, you know, Atletico Madrid may get out of here. They had a counterattack, ironically, much like a lot of deep defending teams. The only way you pull them out is if they somehow get a corner. Or concede a corner, you pull up the field, they're defending the corner, and they have space to hit you on the counterattack as well, and they nearly scored on that. But Simeone set his team up beautifully. And you're just watching this game, and you're going, you know, this has got to be something special to breach this team. And that's what you got. Phil Foden, 21 years of age, the architect, set up Kevin De Bruyne, and it sounded like this.
Here's Foden. Manchester boy, De Bruyne! So slick! So sharp!
And Foden will be with the English national team, Manchester boy. You heard the commentator there. And, of course, he was the architect. That happened 90 seconds after he came into the game. So it ends 1-0 for Manchester City. Pep Guardiola made it very, very clear that this was not a game they expected to win 3 or 4-0. And he's very happy to take a goal back to Atletico Madrid for the second game. But I want to play this sound from the pregame, before this game. And it's Guardiola talking about tactics. I think this is really fun.
Always I overthink. Always create new tactics, new ideas, and tomorrow we will see a new one.
Yeah. So you're obviously being, in English we say wry or dry. You think that's an unfair criticism of you then, that you can sometimes overthink in this competition?
I overthink a lot.
And is that fair?
Absolutely. That's why I had very good results in Champions League. It would be boring my job if all the time I had to see the same way against opponents. They face different ways to play. So if the people can believe I'm going to approach the play the same way Atletico Madrid and Liverpool, is because I don't like, I'm not thinking about that. Because the movements from Liverpool are completely different than Atletico Madrid, especially because the players are different. Every player has a mother and father, you know? And a mother and father have a different personalities, a different type of players. And I have to adapt and adjust. That's why I love to overthink and create stupid tactics again. To after that, when neither win, been punished. So this is the reason why. And tomorrow I'm going to, tonight I take an inspiration and I'm going to do an incredible tactics tomorrow. So we play with 12 tomorrow. You know.
That's awesome. That's great stuff from Guardiola. I once watched one of their practice sessions here in Houston, and it was pretty remarkable to be able to see what he was doing out there. On the weekend, Barcelona got a 1-0 victory over Sevilla. This goal, if you have not seen it from Pedri, you got to Google it. You got to go watch it. You got to say to yourself, is that a goal that we see in Major League Soccer? Now, to be fair, it's Pedri, but this is simply individual skill. To lay down a couple of defenders, it's in an area, he's around four guys. You don't think he can get a shot off. You don't think he can get a clean shot through a maze of bodies. He's changing direction. He's creating a little window of space for himself. Here's what it sounded like, Pedri's game-winning goal. It was sensational. Barcelona 1-0 over Sevilla.
Dembele. Pedri trying to tee us up. And still Pedri! Magical! That That is a stupendous goal.
The type of moments we wait for. And if you're a U.S. fan, well, maybe this is the type of moment you wait for. The Old Firm Derby, Celtic 2-1 over Rangers. They've pretty much got a lock on the Scottish Premier League title now. I was watching this game. Guess who gets the game winner? Cameron Carter-Vickers, a U.S. player. Here's what it sounded like.
Jota hoisting it in. Starfelt in there. And it's Cameron Carter-Vickers who has tucked it away. A frantic start to the half. A frantic end to the half. And the Old Firm pendulum swings the way of Celtic now.
Yeah, it did. That's a big one for Cameron Carter-Vickers. A memorable moment there. All right, the guests on the show tonight, Warren Barton of Fox will join us. Ethan Bartlow, who got his debut, went through with flying colors in the Dynamo 3-1 win over Inter Miami. He'll be on the show tonight. Amanda Duffy. Now, Amanda Duffy's been a USL executive on the men's side. He's been an NWSL. She's been an NWSL executive, was with Orlando. We're going to talk NWSL and women's soccer with her, from, you know, building up the value of television to a lot of things. It did get me thinking, and we had a discussion after, and I asked her about the Challenge Cup, and is it useful? Is it confusing? And she felt it's confusing. Now, it served a purpose, in my opinion, during the pandemic. But now, to me, it's just, I don't really get it. Is it a preseason warm-up? Is it really for a trophy? I mean, and I think certain teams are using it in both ways, right? Some want to win a trophy. Some find it more important to use it as a proving ground before you get into real regular season games in the NWSL. But I think it just confuses the fans further. Why not just start your league earlier and play more games? I don't know. I feel like we got a brand, we got to name everything, and at the end of the day, it gets very confusing. I mean, we already got a nation. You know, we're still trying to dig deep on looking at the World Cup draw, and already today we got Nations League stuff coming out. I mean, come on. Give us a moment to savor a few things. It's just one after the other. I don't know. It's a little bit too much sometimes. Okay. Dynamo 3-1 win against Inter Miami. We will take your phone calls on anything international now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Also, Samson Tamajani will join me from At Goal Bazan, which is a English podcast of the Iranian national team. If you want to start doing a deep dive on the U.S. opponents in their group, obviously we got England, obviously we got Iran. There's a geopolitical nature to that, which the press and the media will all bang up. The players won't give a damn about it. So if you have some thoughts on any of the World Cup draw, I think overall it was a very balanced draw. Mexico's got an interesting setup there with, you know, their longtime you know, Mexico's always looked up to Argentina. Argentine coaches, players for Liga MX. They've also got Poland in their group and Robert Lewandowski. So it's not an easy group by any means. And, of course, there's a lot of pressure on Tata Martino. We'll talk to Warren Barton about some of the groups. 713-780-3776 if you have a comment on anything. Could be Freddie Reyes as well. 713-780-3776. Andrew Carlson, as big a Gooner fan as you are, I am not going to ask you to play any of the Arsenal sound bites of the loss 3-0 to Crystal Palace. But what I am going to ask you about is Kieran Tierney has come back with playing from Scotland. He's got a pretty serious knee injury. They're saying he may be out for the rest of the year, the Arsenal left back. That could be a big blow.
Oh, it's a huge blow. I mean, you saw what they ran out there. And Nuno Tavares, who's a young Portuguese left back, and he's decent going forward and bombing forward, but I don't know if you knew this, Glenn, but they're had their backup right back or deputy right back in as well in Cedric Suarez. And so when their first choice right back, Takehiro Tomoyasu's in, he's much more solid defensively, so that gives the backup left back, Tavares, the license to sort of just bomb forward and roam freely on that left side. But unfortunately, with Tomoyasu's not in, Tavares doesn't have that license to just run forward and sort of just camp himself out in the opposing third. And when he doesn't have the ability to do that, he seems lost on the pitch. And look, Palace dominated the Arsenal left side, their right side, for the majority of that match. And they keyed in on him. And frankly, he was pulled at halftime because he wasn't good enough. And it's going to be a serious concern for Arsenal. Kieran Tierney is 100% going to be out. They confirmed that he's going to need an operation on his knee. And now his World Cup status is in serious doubt for Scotland if they do indeed make it. So, look, it's all hands on deck for Arsenal at the moment, especially at the left back spot.
Yeah, that's right. Scotland's got Ukraine in the playoff to possibly play against Wales. So, that's a big blow. Well, that's why Andrew Carlson is our man when it comes to Arsenal. I mean, he's up on it. And this is not a guy that's just wearing an Arsenal jersey. This guy's doing a deep dive. By the way, do you have a direct line to Mikel Arteta?
I wish I did, because I don't know what he tells those players on a weekly basis, Glenn, but I need to hear it, because the fact that they continue to fight for him the way they do, despite the way some results have gone this season, hats off to him. I need the direct line if I don't, because I don't have it.
Wouldn't it be amazing to be a fly on the wall in some of these locker rooms?
Oh, I mean, I would love it.
It just, you know, based on time and score at halftime, what people would say or games are coming off, it would be amazing. I would have loved to have heard what Simeone and Pep Guardiola were saying at halftime, and I'm sure there was two very differing types of team talks, no question about it. All right, so the Dynamo have San Jose at home, and then they have Portland at home, and I'll tell you what, these are very, very winnable games. Very, very winnable games. And they got that first road win. Hadn't won since 2020 at Sporting Kansas City. You remember that game, Nico Hansen off the bench in the second half. This is Alpine Stars. This will take you to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Dynamo game. I want to get some phone calls from you. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right, a quick word here. For Advantage BMW in Midtown. Leasing and buying a BMW is easy at Advantage BMW Midtown. They're going to take you and cover you through sales, service, and finance. It can be done really, really easy. All you got to do is go down there. You talk to Justin. You see Steven. Advantage BMW Midtown, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, and we appreciate everything that they do for us. They'll take you through the process, getting a 3, 5, a 7 series, getting an X5, Advantage BMW in Midtown. Also, Soccer Matters t-shirts, go to LamontBrands.com. LamontBrands.com. A lot of people buying the shirts or posting pictures. It's number one, a way to let people know you're a big soccer fan, football fan, right? And you love the game. Number two, all the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation. It's LamontBrands.com. They partnered with us. And again, all the proceeds go back to Snowdrop Foundation. Okay, before we go to break right now, the fourth caller at 713-780-3776. Fourth caller, 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo against San Jose Earthquakes, PNC Stadium, this Saturday.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Here's Dorsey now. Trying to get across and took a deflection. The header's there. It snapped in. And who comes late but Darwin Quintero, the scientist of goals, picks up his third. And the Dynamo celebrate beautifully in South Florida. All right, so that gave the Dynamo a 1-0 lead. By the way, we're coming back with the the guitar stylings of Stevie Ray Vaughan. You must love it. All right, so Darwin Quintero with the 1-0 lead. Dynamo would get a second from Fafa Pico penalty, which came off a huge goalkeeper mistake. Now, here's Pico from the penalty spot here. It's Fafa Pico to try and open his account. Scored a lot of penalties last year. Pico. And he scores. It's 2-0, the Houston Dynamo. He'd get another on the counterattack here with Inter Miami pressing forward in the latter stages of this. Here's the goal that makes it 3-1.
Coco Carrasquilla. Pascher. Pico. He's going to go to goal. You know that. Fafa Pico to make it 3, and he does. What a hit from Pico.
So that was Pico picking the ball up on the right side of the field. And if you notice, he's right-footed. He's been playing most of the time as an inverted winger. So he's cutting the ball in his onto his right from the left. That time he got positioned on the right side of the field. You will get a more direct line to goal with him collecting the ball with his right foot on that side of the field. And, you know, that we'll get into some Sebas Ferreira talk because it's another game without a goal for him and without any real clear chances. But the most important thing for the moment right now is the Dynamo got a huge win, and it was a road win. They've only lost 1-5 under the manager, Paulo Nagamura. So very good collective effort from the team. Here's Nagamura talking about the entire team effort, including the subs.
I think I'm gonna have to emphasize the importance of everyone. It's not only DQ. Today was DQ and Fafa who scored the goals, but the work that the back line put into the game, the guys in the middle really dictating the pace of the game and making it difficult for Miami. Corey and Fafa work out wide, Sebastian on top. So the guys that came on, again, it's unfair to single out guys that just scored a goal. I think it was a very, very collective effort.
But if you score goals, you make the team of the week. That's what happened to Fafa Pico. I didn't think Fafa had his best soccer in the first half at all, to be fair and to be really honest here. But here are the pros here. Now, anything I say about the game right now goes in the context of this was a road win. It was 3 points, the first since 2020. This was a confidence builder after a long weather delay. I wouldn't say it was a dominating performance. You scored 3 goals. You punished mistakes. You did good things. Ethan Bartlow gets a debut at center back. He's going to be on the show tonight. You'll hear from him. Huge moment for him as a player. This was a test. He passed it on his debut. It's good it came against a team of like Inter Miami that's in turmoil, as opposed to a Seattle or maybe a more established MLS team. Perfect entry game for him. He had played the week before with Dynamo 2, so there you see the value of your second team and your reserve team. Perfect. Fafa Pico got the 2 goals. I mentioned team of the week. Got a penalty, counter-attack goal. Pascher laid it out to him out wide after Carrasquilla passed. There is no doubt to me your top midfielder as an all-around midfielder is Coco Carrasquilla. So, again, I mentioned when Pico is on the right side providing width, he's opened up. There's a bigger angle to play on the ball. Now, look, granted, this was with Inter Miami pushing forward. But, man, when he collects the ball on his right foot with that speed, he can fly. He can eat up space. He's not going to cut it back on the outside of his right, slow things down, allow people to get back. He goes straight to goal there. I hope we can see more of that. Solid defensively with a Gonzalo Higuain on the field. Biggest threat for Inter Miami, actually, for me, was Robbie Robinson. They also gave a lot of the ball to Yedlin getting forward. Now, earlier today, I tweeted something out about Higuain retiring. His father said that. Down in Argentina, Higuain has now said that was taken out of context, that he is not going to retire. So, Papa, down in Argentina, you need to shh, be quiet. Stop talking to the press. Bench came on, kept the level up, good stuff. The cons. No Seba Ferreira goal still. Struggling to get chances. It's a problem with him. And I think the system of inverted wingers. Now, there's 2 ways to look at this. Paulo Nagamura, with the inverted wingers, is also protecting his midfield of DQ, Memo Rodriguez, and Matias Vera when they lose the ball. Because if your wingers are tucked in, you're in an area to get pressure on the ball. It's more congested. You make it more difficult for the opponent to get out. It's not spread out and opened up. What you lose is, though, a wide game for your center forward, who is in a big struggle now. It's 5 games without a goal. But more importantly for me, he has not had a lot of chances at all. There was one time Fafa Pico, for me, should have played him the ball. He was wide open at the far post, could have got his first. He was frustrated. This is a challenge now for Paulo Nagamura. Yes, it's a more palatable challenge with a win in the short term, but I'm looking longer term here. And this team currently is built around Darwin Quintero. There's no question when it comes to the attack. So I don't know where you're going to get your width. You got some on occasion from Griffin Dorsey. You didn't get Adam Lundqvist going forward that much in this game. Dorsey's cross did lead to a very opportunistic and good late run from Darwin Quintero, who headed in. But look, we have to be fair and honest here. Inter Miami's a nightmare. I mean, did you see the close-up of Phil Neville on the bench? Yeah, I mean, looked like a deer in headlights. And for me, actually, one of their better players was the 17-year-old outside back kid from Pembroke Pines, Florida, named Noah Allen. 713-780-3776. Your thought on the game? Again, it's 3 points. It's a win. The Dynamo have 2 wins. They're 2-1-2. They're above the playoff line now. They have the same record as Austin FC and two other teams. So this is good going into San Jose. Dynamo can beat San Jose. Now, back to Inter Miami's goalkeeper, Nick Marsman. This was a guy coming off a very serious knee injury. Now, I'm not a good commentator if I don't pick up that, one, he was hesitant. Two, he had balance issues. Three, he had distribution struggles, which I think were related to maybe this guy having to come back too quickly. He conceded a very poor penalty and should have, in my judgment, maybe made the save on Fafapico. But this did not look like a goalkeeper that was ready to be out there. So somebody, I think, made a huge mistake for Inter Miami, because you're watching him and you're just looking at his balance. And if you had knee problems, which, you know, I did in my career, you know, in some ways you don't ever totally get comfortable again. At least I didn't. And, of course, there's been a lot of advances in knee surgeries and knees now. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Paulo Nagamura, he said it was an easy decision to start Ethan Bartlow. And remember, down at training Thursday, Tim Parker and Daniel Starris were on the other field working out. Bartlow was in with the first team. So, you know, there was an inkling this could happen. It did. It was a good performance from Bartlow. And here's what Paulo Nagamura had to say about his young center back.
Look, it was an easy decision for me. I watched Ethan with the second team last week. He did really well. So once we found out that we could have missed Daniel and team, I think it was his decision. And again, Ethan stepped up big time and had a very good performance.
How about that? Paulo Nagamura, I watched him with the second team. It's not down in the Grand Valley. It's right here in Houston. He gets to watch the second team, and that is factored in very heavily now to his decision to start him. Could have started Zarek Valentin, a veteran there who has played as a center back before. So that's wonderful. And again, that is validating the importance and this insanity of never having your reserve team in Houston and saying you're trying to develop players. Insanity. Fafapico had apparently 40 friends and family at this game in South Florida. Here's what he said about the away win.
Definitely happy for the first away win. I texted the coach earlier before the game saying we're going to get it today. So we're all motivated after that weekend off, and we wanted to come out here gunning, and the group showed great character to do so.
So here he is on getting the 2 goals in front of his family.
It's huge. A lot of people don't know. My father suffered a stroke back in 2018. So the last time he was able to see me play live was 2017. He coached me my whole life. And to come back here and play in front of at least 300-400 people that sent me messages in a city I grew up in and made it out of was a great feeling for me tonight. So to come away with a win and 2 goals was huge for me.
Boy, that's wonderful. Wonderful stuff there on his father. Fafapico gets the 2 goals, and he gets on the MLS Team of the Week. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. So the Dynamo go to 2-1-2. They're only lost to Portland. They'll play them 2 games from now. The first, they get the San Jose Earthquakes. So here's what I saw in the San Jose-Austin game this weekend to give you a little heads up on the Earthquakes. First off, the Earthquakes start with Marcin Kowski in goal, young goalkeeper, Lopez, the left back, Francisco Calvo, who went to the World Cup, Calvo from Costa Rica, who, by the way, went to San Jacinto College before they killed off their soccer program. Ty Beeson, Stanford. Paul Marie, the right back. Jan Gregus, who used to play in Minnesota. Jackson Ewell, who's had a taste with the national team. Their best midfielder to me is Montero. Gets a lot of the ball, can switch the point of attack, is very, very involved. He's in the middle. He's in and around the ball a lot. And then you had Cade Cowell, Espinosa, Christian Espinosa, who's a threat behind defenses for sure. And then they got up front from Portland, Jeremy Abobase. San Jose looked horrible in the first 45 minutes. Horrible. Austin FC should have put them away in the first half. Clearly, we're the better team. Should have put them away. They get an amazing goal that, you know, was started because of some real confusion in the back between Beeson and Calvo. And Beeson and Calvo, are, for me, is an area where the Dynamo can reap some rewards here. It just doesn't look like it's a partnership that's clicking. So Arruti hits this great goal in the 11th minute, the former Dynamo. And then 52nd minute, right at the beginning of the second half, you get a penalty kick. Danny Pereira runs it into the box. Who, by the way, he does that a lot for Austin FC. And he's keeping their signing from Colombia, Johan Valencia, on the bench. This kid's been motivated to keep his position. But Pereira can pick a ball up and run it out of midfield and run it for long distances. He can beat people. And he does it a couple times a game, and it's a huge element of surprise. Well, this time he gets in the box, he gets fouled, and it's a penalty. Driussi hits it. Now, after this, Austin FC now decides, okay, we're going to defend our lead. We're going into the lower block. And in essence, they invite San Jose right back into this game. So now all of a sudden, San Jose, who's struggled to even get into the final third, haven't looked good at all, all of a sudden they're being allowed to get into the attacking third of the field. Crosses are coming in. And they now begin to look a more confident team. They get a goal from a penalty from Abobase. They get a goal from Cade Cowell. And Austin FC basically throws points away. So San Jose is going to come in after their best 45 minutes of soccer here in 2022 this weekend. All right. And on that note, we take you to break here. Rolling Stones Hot Stuff. Ethan Bartlow, who had that great debut for the Houston Dynamo, he's going to join us next. After that, we got a bevy of good interviews with Warren Barton of Fox. We're going to start breaking down World Cup groups, especially for Mexico and the U.S. He's going to tell us about a visit he had with Phil Neville down in Miami. Amanda Duffy will talk women's soccer in the NWSL, and then Samson Tamajani from At Gol Bazan on Iran. So really good show in store here. Big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLawAustin.com is where you get it. In touch with them in Austin. In Houston, it's DaspitLaw.com. All you got to do is call 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. As all of you know, I'm piping up about him all the time because the Daspit Law Firm is bringing soccer to the airwaves. All right, another pair of tickets right now. Caller number 5, Houston Dynamo, San Jose. Caller number 5 at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to Houston Dynamo San Jose this Saturday at PNC Stadium.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. As we roll on here tonight, the Dynamo again, 3-1 winners over Inter Miami. First road win of the year, which is a great thing. We'll get to that in a second and our next guest here. But I want to remind you here,
Let's talk about our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm here on Soccer Matters. John and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. If you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, you might work in a refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler. You call the Daspit Law Firm. They're bilingual, 713-322-HURT. They're going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. And by the way, they allow us to have soccer talk. So don't forget that when you're thinking about getting a personal injury attorney, if in fact you need one. Get the representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. Ethan Bartlow out of the University of Washington got his debut against Inter Miami. He joins us now. Ethan, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I would imagine a week of training after that win, your debut going 90 minutes in a 3-1 win in Miami, it becomes a nice week.
I've kind of been over the moon since Saturday night, almost into Sunday morning, I guess. Great experience, great night, and it was awesome to pick up the win.
Look, you were a high draft choice. This wasn't easy. You had a pretty severe injury. You fought through that. You were on the club last year. Sometimes you feel out of sight, out of mind when you're injured. So this really must have been a really satisfying moment, yet one that you have to stay grounded with.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year definitely had its ups and downs. And I guess more downs than ups at a lot of times. Definitely satisfying, definitely a weight off my back. And I'm just happy that I could help the team when the team needed me.
So in this game, you're walking out in the field, you're in the national anthem, kind of what's going through your head?
I think because of the delay, we didn't end up doing the national anthem. We just walked out and got into it. I think that might have made it easier, honestly, just because not as much going into it, just go out there and play. Definitely I was a little nervous throughout the day leading up to it. Once we started playing, it was just another soccer game, and I was happy to be there.
Was there a specific tackle or a pass or a moment that you just said, hey, I belong, I'm here, I've worked to get here up to this point in my career?
Something kind of like that. There's a little moment, I think I mentioned it in the post-game press conference. I was running back from a corner and I looked up at the lights and I just thought, wow, this is real and I'm here. And it felt really good.
Ethan Bartlow joining us, All-American at the University of Washington. He was a defender of the year in the Pac-12. You name it, you did it. You got out of college early. That must have been a difficult decision, right, to bypass your education for 2 years and make the quick jump to Major League Soccer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think not only that, but leaving behind kind of family and close friends up there. It was definitely hard at the beginning of last year to kind of, the first part of last year, I didn't know anyone here. I knew Cello and I kind of knew Nico. But it was interesting to make all these new friends and just be away from everyone I'd been around my whole life.
The process of sort of integrating yourself in a pro team as a rookie, I mean, was that a real thing to you where, you kind of got to prove yourself to maybe some of the older veterans, you got to earn your place in the locker room. Did you get that sense through the process?
Yeah, definitely. I think guys like Tim and Z and Mikey, I think we're all like very welcoming and very kind of let me know if I need anything, they were there. But at the same time, they're kind of push you a little bit as a rookie. And I think that's something that's really good. And it was really good for me. Cause I'd kind of been through that as a freshman in college, where you get pushed around a little bit by the older guys, but it almost makes you closer.
Ethan Bartlow joining us. So to play with teenager Davey, that must have been a good thing. Did he help guide you a little bit in this game and calm your nerves a little bit, or was it just business as usual?
I don't know that anyone necessarily helped calm my nerves. I think it was more just kind of knowing that that people were there if I needed them. And I think there was that play in the first half where Robbie Robinson dribbled at me and I ended up sliding to try to block a shot coming inside and he had cut it. And then Teenage ended up being in there to block the second shot attempt. And I think that moment kind of showed me that everyone out there had my back. And I think Teenage and Steve and Mati and Griff and Adam, I think just made my job so much easier and made it successful on the night.
You know, it's an interesting one for me to ask you is the differences in the pro game and are there other additional responsibilities that maybe at this level that you have to look at, improve? Maybe it was something you didn't have to do at the college level that you do maybe now.
I think there's just kind of an increased importance on communication and knowing where you should be, where your teammates should be and where they are at all times. And I think obviously Higuain's been around forever and he's a solid player, but he's tricky. And so you have to kind of talk through where he is and if he's like in your blind spot or whatever. And as like the guy that can see everything as a center back, you have to really let people know where those kind of people are.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about playing against Higuain, because not everybody, that's not something that happens to everybody every day. What are some of those other subtle things outside of what you just mentioned, where he's kind of getting on the blind side of you, hiding that maybe you don't get out of a college striker?
Yeah, definitely that. And definitely he wants to hold the ball up and he wants the ball at his feet. And so our game plan kind of going into that was to limit that as much as possible. And I think between Teenage and I and Mati and Memo, we had to keep track of him at all times and not let him kind of dictate the game.
Ethan Bartlow joining us, a high draft choice for the Houston Dynamo, University of Washington. You know, last year when you're fighting through the injury, Ethan, you know, those can be kind of lonely moments, right? You know, take us through that a little bit and kind of the thoughts you had. And would you second guess anything at that point? Or was it, you know, full speed ahead, I'm going to get through this and I'm going to make my mark?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you get hurt and you're hurt for an extended period of time, and you have these setbacks, you kind of wonder when's it going to end. And thankfully from kind of the end of the summer on, I've been healthy since then. But yeah, definitely kind of lonely moments and just having to push through that.
So when do you find out that you're getting the start against Inter Miami? And take me through that process and just, you know, because to know you're getting the start is number one, that's something to celebrate. And then number two, you got to go out there and take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, I had a feeling throughout the week because I had been training in with the first team and like the starters. And so it wasn't too much of a shock for me when Paulo kind of told me on Friday. But definitely leading up to the game, it's nervy, man. It's just you kind of want to think about other things, like to keep yourself from being nervous.
And I was there Thursday and I saw you out there and I was like, I went home. I go, it sounds like maybe Ethan's going to get a start. This is going to be a great, exciting moment for him. I remember my first start as a rookie also. And it is an exciting, exciting moment, kind of a capitulation of a lot of things. So my assumption is now you want more. You're going to want more. Do you feel like you've really earned the confidence and trust of the manager?
I mean, I absolutely want more. I think I showed that I can do it. And I think I felt more confident as the game went on. And I think if the team needs me, I'm ready.
Tell me about your upbringing, because you know you're in a great soccer state. You went to a very good NCAA program in Washington. Tell us a little bit about your upbringing, some of the influences that you had at the youth level with coaches, things that really guided you or lit the fire under you when it comes to the sport of soccer, and to the point where you become a professional.
Yeah, so I mean, I've been playing soccer since I can remember. My dad was big into soccer. He actually played at Santa Clara in college. So, it was kind of instilled in me from day one. And then played club soccer, ended up going to Crossfire, which is one of the bigger clubs up in Seattle. And then when I was 16, my dad passed away from cancer. So that was it. That actually kind of pushed me more into it in a way. And then shortly after that, I got my first youth national team call up. And so that was big for me. And then coming back from that, went back to Crossfire, and then had been scouted by Washington throughout my kind of high school years. And then ended up there. I can't say enough about the staff there and my teammates there, and had some success, and here I am.
Well, first of all, condolences about your dad. I'm sure you were probably thinking about him the day you got out on that field for that starting in Inter Miami. Dynamo 2, how important was you getting that 90 minutes that weekend before as far as, you know, putting yourself in contention to be a starter in this game against Inter Miami?
Yeah, I think that's big. I think Kenny does a great job in making sure everyone knows how important the Dynamo 2 is going to be and how important it is now already. And getting that 90 minutes clean sheet win was big for me for confidence and just knowing that it's a professional league, so I can do it at a professional level. Obviously, the first team's a step up from that, but definitely means a lot.
A lot of good center backs in the world. I'm curious as to who are some of the ones that you like to model your game after. And you can't say Teenage Adebi or Tim Parker.
Okay. Aside from them, in college, we watched a lot of Man City film, and so I ended up watching a lot of Emerick Laporte and his kind of on the ball ability, but I think right now there's no one better than Van Dijk, so if you can do some of what he's doing, then you're doing something right.
Picked a couple of good ones right there. By the way, did you see the game today between Atletico Madrid and Man City?
I caught the second half. Yeah.
What do you think of the game winner?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Foden with a great pass, and then De Bruyne, he's not missing from there.
Like so precise, huh? And
yeah,
two lines of five for Atletico Madrid. You're just like, God, where are they going to find space, right?
Yeah, they look almost impossible to break down. So
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for telling us a little bit about you. And we were very happy to see you get your debut also in a win. Tremendous job, Ethan. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it. And listen, continued success to you. Best of luck. And again, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. That's Ethan Bartlow. Got his first ever start in Major League Soccer. That's a huge moment for a player that when they get their debut, he got it. He got it in a 3-1 win, played very well. And the Dynamo get that first road win of the year as well. Back home against the San Jose Earthquakes this Saturday. That's a game you can watch on AT&T Sportsnet. Another quick reminder here for a couple of great friends of the show, Hugh O'Connor's. Hey, get over to Hugh O'Connor's, 7620 Katy Freeway. It's in the Marquee Entertainment Center. You might want to be there Sunday because the Liverpool supporters group will be there for the Man City game, believe it or not. That's a quick turnaround from Champions League play. 18 monitors, extensive whiskey list. It's Hugh O'Connor's Pub. We've done a lot of live shows there. Get over there, say hello to Peter, Dave, and Goose. Also, Soccer Matters t-shirts. You get them at LamontBrands.com. All you do is go to LamontBrands.com, pick up the Soccer Matters t-shirt. All the proceeds are going to go to the 501c charity, Snowdrop Foundation. So you're buying a t-shirt that not only shows your love of the sport, but it also goes to benefit pediatric cancer awareness, fundraising, and scholarships. Okay, we take a break. We have a lot more to come on the show tonight.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a top-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.